That's the sound of two Unalaska high schoolers wading upstream in the Illooluk River, rhythmically slapping large dip nets on the surface of the water and following another group of students as they deployed a seine net.
So the eggs can be exposed to the air for a short period of time. You don't want them to be exposed to the air for too long because the mold spores will land on them and the fungus can start to grow on the eggs. The dead eggs will appear white. So any egg that is white was not fertilized yesterday.
That's high school science teacher Stephen Gregory, and the students are part of his fisheries class. They were collecting spawning silver salmon for a salmon fertilization project. It's part of a salmon hatchery unit in the class, which Gregory has been teaching in Unalaska for the past 19 years. Gregory says the class covers a number of topics, ranging from basic biology to commercial fishing and salmon hatchery operation. In this unit, the students performed a salmon census and are now collecting 3 male and 3 female silvers to fertilize eggs, which will ultimately develop into young salmon, which will be released into the Illooluk River. Last week, the students waded out into the river, stretched the seine from bank to bank, collected 2 spawning pairs, and began the fertilization process.
So, like, 2 people go down and they scare the fish into the net, and then a bunch of people stand on the net so the fish can't escape. And then as the people come down scaring it, the net comes all the way around and catches the fish, hopefully males and females.
That's Natalie Butner, a junior at Unalaska High School. She says she's excited to be in the course and that it's something that seems unique to the region. As the course has progressed, Butner says she's gained more interest in the subject, as she's been able to observe the salmon daily, from counting silvers from the banks of the river to assisting with the fertilization process. Gregory encourages the students to actively participate, but, especially in the beginning, he says the fertilization process is very delicate and requires an experienced approach.
And what I do is I express the eggs from the female. I usually do that because, again, it takes a certain amount of experience to be able to squeeze the eggs out. You don't want to break the eggs. It's very bad if you break the eggs because the contents of a broken egg will interfere with the fertilization of the healthy eggs. And so it's very important.
From that point, Gregory says they get the male and fertilize the eggs. They then add salt to water from the Illooluk River, which is then added to the eggs. They started adding the extra salt about 4 years ago, and it has increased their fertilization success rate to about 90%, a percentage that Gregory says is comparable to professional hatcheries. Next, they put the eggs into incubation trays with running water to simulate the undergravel nest in the river, also known as a red. Gregory and his students monitor the eggs until they become fry, which are small salmon that no longer have a yolk sac attached to them. Most of the fry are released into the river, but some, Gregory says, are kept longer in the hatchery.
And then once the alevins have turned into fry, then we put them in the other part of the hatchery. It's called the raceway, and the raceway simulates the flowing water part of the river. And so that's where the salmon go when they're fry, and then they turn into what are called smolt.
And with those 50 fry that they keep, Gregory says they will feed them and do experiments on them and chart their growth.
And watch them turn into smolt. And so in this spring, May of 2021, they'll be about as long as your hand, and we will let them go along with the fry from the eggs that we captured last week.
Along with some of the elementary students, Gregory's class will release last year's fry into the river in the spring and will nurture another school of salmon for next year's class to observe and then release. In the meantime, Gregory uses the fry to teach students about a number of subjects, from the salmon life cycle to watershed quality.
So this right here is sodium thiosulfate. This is what we use to determine how much dissolved oxygen there is in the water. So right now the water is just super mucky, right? After we add this chemical in, this chemical pack, we have to mix it up. And then after that, we transfer it into this little tube.
That's Rodri Sebastian, another student in the class. And as other students feed the fry or clean the raceway and gather around a microscope to look at a fertilized egg while Sebastian excitedly explains this process, it's clear that Gregory's class means a lot to them. And as Gregory discusses aspects of the course and details the life cycle of a salmon, it's easy to see where that enthusiasm originates.
Do not take the salmon that run in our river for granted. the amount of urbanization that has taken place in this town has, it's obvious that they've negatively impacted our watershed, and I'm very passionate about that.
While Gregory remains frustrated with some of the ways local streams and water quality are neglected, he says he's noticed a significant increase in the silver salmon population in the river since they began regularly offering the course and releasing salmon into the stream.
Our operations here at the hatchery have done nothing but enhance, make more silver salmon for sure. It's been amazing to see the comeback. When I was a kid here, there were hardly any of them spawning out there. I never saw them spawning out there, and today you can go out there for two or three straight weeks now and see, you know, 100 at least actively spawning at any one time. So it's been a success. So
we walk down. Gregory says the class will try again this week, weather permitting, to catch another spawning pair of silvers. In Unalaska, I'm Maggie Nelson.
We are the stream keepers of this river. We are the stewards of this river, and I teach my students that.
Are there any fish left in here? I think we might have struck out today.